Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. All right, it's that time of the year to get the kids revved up, schooled up on agriculture, on farming. Now, if your kids help you with the chores, well, their classroom is at the business end of a shovel or a pitchfork or just working the livestock or helping on the farm. But often the kids in town don't have that opportunity, so that's where the Living Ag Classroom or the Ag in the Classroom program comes in. And county agents or all of Extension and the state ag departments get a lot of accolades for that. But so should the North Dakota Corn Council, who physically and financially support the Living Ag Classroom and Ag in the Classroom programs out there. Communications Director for the North Dakota Corn Council, Heidi Haugo, thanks for helping out the education of kids.
Thanks, Mick, and thanks for having me on this afternoon.
You are welcome. So, but once again, doggone it, this year, the Ag in the Classroom, Living Ag Classroom had to be virtual. Was that okay?
That's right. So we did actually get all of the Living Ag in the Classroom events in last year, in 2020, before things kind of started shutting down here for COVID. But this year, like many other events, we had to pivot to be virtual. And on the fortunate side, these students are very adaptable, and they had already been adapting to digital classrooms and virtual content all year for public schools. So they were very easy to adapt for this event as well.
And kind of, I suppose, like advertising, an impression is an impression, whether it's on a computer screen or live in the classroom.
That's right, yeah. So one of the biggest things we were hoping to do is actually use this opportunity to reach even more students than we had in the past. So usually we reach about 4,000 to 5,000 students across the state of North Dakota, and we're hoping here as these initial numbers start coming back that we're able to reach even more students that way, and in this case, adults probably as well. This content is available to teachers and adults and students across the state of North Dakota.
And this might come as total news to some teachers or school administrators that this type of resource exists. So where do they get the information and the resources?
That's right. So typically we target these programs toward fourth graders because during your fourth grade year in North Dakota, you're learning about your state and about the role that agriculture plays in our state economy. And even in the geography. So this is something that fourth grade teachers typically will board a bus and bring all their students to one place, and all of these commodity groups come together and teach about their various crops. And like we said, that couldn't happen this year. So all of this content has been digitized by state agencies, commodity groups, like you said, education, Extension employees, and we have put this all in one place on the North Dakota Ag in the Classroom website. So teachers or parents who are homeschooling and looking for additional content and things for their elementary school age children to learn about the diversity of agriculture, for example, in the state of North Dakota and its role in feeding the nation and the rest of the world, they can find that information at nd.gov/ndda, and it is on the Ag in the Classroom website. There's a link there on the side for Living Ag Classroom. So all of these commodity groups are represented there.
These bus trips that kids value so much, when you know, on a regular school year, they're cooped up in the classroom all year, and they're historically been called field trips. Let's one year get the kids out into the field rather than in a large gymnasium somewhere or convention center somewhere and have a whole bunch of stations where they go from station to station every 10 minutes and learn a bunch of let's get them out in the field and give them some jobs to do.
Yeah, that would actually be a really great idea, wouldn't it? Maybe we could even coincide that with Springer Plant. I'm sure there are some farmers out there who would be more than willing to let some extra hands help out.
For sure. Yeah, that would be a real field trip. So, now, this has been going on for many, many years. I guess over the course of time, it has morphed from Project Pizza, and I think Project Pizza still exists in a form, but the Living Ag Classroom and Ag in the Classroom, How do you see it as we move into the future? Because kids are, well, maybe they're, every year there are fewer and fewer on the farm, and they're further and further away from Grandpa's farm.
That's exactly right, Mick. And the Living Egg classroom has actually continued to grow in popularity for that very reason, because more and more people are seeing the importance throughout the agriculture community of connecting these students, but consumers as well. I think you're seeing a bit of that resurgence in city-dwelling individuals looking for, you know, knowing their farmer. Maybe they're buying meat directly from a farmer, or they're signing up for community-supported agriculture and getting their vegetables in the summer directly from the farm. So there is definitely that hunger for ag education, even with adults and consumers. So I think we're only going to continue to see this type of event grow, especially like you mentioned, as family farms continue to decline and that average producer age continues to get higher. And what's great about these events and connecting with students at this age is that they are so excited to bring this information home and teach mom and dad a thing or two as well. And we know that they're making the buying decisions. So that's a direct impact on some of those purchasing decisions at home. We like to talk about ethanol in our booth because that is something that, like you know, Mick, is approved by the EPA for use in every vehicle on the road built or manufactured after 2001. And students love to take home that fact and tell mom and dad, hey, we could be using unleaded 88. It is safe for our car, and it's good for the environment, and we get to help out a farmer, too. So it's easy to build that bridge.
Wow, brilliant. Now, we're basically talking fourth graders, or are there other levels involved?
So this content is typically targeted for fourth graders. It's fourth graders who are on those field trips. But like I said, this year, that opportunity is there for anybody to take advantage of this curriculum. Our specific curriculum also has some stuff that can be geared for younger students. I included in our virtual content even a coloring book. So if you just want to get out a coloring book and talk about corn and soybeans is in there too with your young kids, that's available. And then there are also plenty of resources on our YouTube page, which is linked to our virtual content. So you could be taking an ethanol plant tour as well. That's great for high school and even college age students and adults. I myself learned a thing or two when we were making that video about how ethanol is made. So a lot of great content out there.
Amazing when a fourth grader can tell dad, reach for the yellow hose as he gets out of the car. So
absolutely.
Yeah. All righty. Okay, so Ag in the Classroom, a lot of resources available for the Living Ag Classroom. And again, the best way for teachers or administrators to get those resources if they haven't already?
Yes, they can visit the North Dakota Agriculture website. So that's nd.gov/NDDA, and it's under the Ag in the Classroom tab. So there's a whole section there for the Living Ag Classroom, and all of the commodities are represented there. So everything is in one place.
Super. All righty. Heidi Halgo, Communications Director for the North Dakota Corn Council, again, which has developed and funds and helps make available all of these great resources for ag education. Thank you for that. All righty. So that's just one of the things you got going on. Coming up this summer or in 2021, what are some of the other events that Corn Council has that you're excited about, Heidi?
Well, we are looking forward to our fairs, too. The Red River Valley Fair is coming up in July. We're hoping to get to the State Fair this year. So as some of these events start coming back in person, we're excited to get out and about. We're also looking at putting together an ethanol promotional event. We held one last year in Jamestown, so looking at Jamestown, maybe Bismarck, maybe even getting up to oil country. So stay tuned for those things, too, and take a look at our social media pages. We're on Twitter and Facebook. So additional information can be found there.
For sure. And as more stations sell higher blends of ethanol, there is reason to celebrate and get out there and have a radio broadcast or a little open house or a celebration at the local station, the convenience store, or big truck stop in the city. So pretty cool stuff. So we'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, have a great spring and summer, Heidi. Thank you.
Thank you. And yes, don't forget to use E10 in your lawn mowing equipment here, too, as the weather warms up. So little plug for ethanol there as well.
All right, will do. Unleaded 88 in the vehicles and E10 in the power equipment around the yard. Thank you, Heidi. Have a good rest of the week.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet.